get me gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Emotions were running high in the Middle East today as Hamas released the living hostages it's held in Gaza. President Trump spoke first in Israel and then traveled to Egypt, where he declared an end to the fighting.
After years of suffering and bloodshed, the war in Gaza is over. Humanitarian aid is now pouring in, including hundreds of truckloads of food, medical equipment, and other supplies, much of it paid for by people in this room. Civilians are returning to their homes. The hostages are reuniting. I mean, it's beautiful. I'm just watching it backstage. The level of love and sorrow, I've never seen anything like it.
In Egypt, he was joined by world leaders to discuss the many difficult days ahead. European Council President Antonio Costa.
Today is a day of hope, hope for peace. But we have a long way ahead of us.
CBS's Nancy Cordes in Sharm El Sheikh.
It is estimated by regional leaders that it will cost about $53 billion to rebuild Gaza. And that money is going to have to be put up by wealthy nations, like some of the countries whose leaders he spoke with today. President Trump made a point of that. He said he's going to be publicizing who hands over money.
There are also unresolved issues like Hamas disarmament and who will govern Gaza. Matt Piper reports a powerful storm continues battering the East Coast.
The wind whipped along the Jersey Shore, and the nor'easter caused delays at New York City area airports.
We're delayed 74 minutes, but we're expecting more delays.
I got a deck of cards. We're going to play gin rummy and maybe hearts.
In Brooklyn, officials say a 76-year-old woman was killed when a solar panel flew off a structure and hit her while she was walking. Now locals have concerns about even more flooding due to an ever-changing weather pattern.
Every once on a blue moon, you get a little high tide, but it's all the time it's been high.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Some military veterans are coming together in Memphis to protest the National Guard deployment there. Matt Gordon served 9 years in the Marines.
We're planning on being a constant presence in the streets, letting the people of Memphis know that the veterans of this country support them and not this blatant, tyrannical overreach of military authority.
They plan to continue their protests as long as the Guard deployment lasts. On Wall Street today, stocks finished higher. The Dow Jones Industrials up 587 points. The NASDAQ rose by more than 2%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A backyard poultry flock in Racine County has tested positive for the bird flu. The State Department of Agriculture says the infected birds were put down to prevent further spread. People with backyard birds are being told to be strict about cleaning. The Ag Department is asking owners to report any signs of sickness in their birds promptly. Two new dogs might be coming to help fight crime in Racine. The city's Finance and Personnel Committee tonight will consider a proposal to purchase two new police dogs, Draco and Jenny. Both are 15-month-old Belgian Malinois. The dogs would cost $10,000 each, with funds coming from the police department's canine donation account. That meeting starts at 5:30 tonight. From food pantries to homeless shelters, dozens of Racine County programs are getting new funding. The Racine Community Foundation is giving almost $600,000 in grants to 20 local organizations. Groups like NAMI Racine County, Lutheran Social Services, and Vivant Health will use the money to expand mental health care, prevent homelessness, and improve health services. A small kitchen fire in Kenosha was sparked when someone tried to dry a wet pillow in an oven. Black smoke was seen going through the second floor apartment of the building on 60th Street. Fire crews quickly put out the fire, warning that ovens should only be used for cooking food. No injuries were reported. Franklin police warn a multi-state burglary ring is targeting Asian business owners. People are being urged to stay alert and report any suspicious activities as crimes continue across multiple states. The Brewers and Dodgers kick off the NLCS tonight with Game 1 at 7:08 p.m. The Dodgers have the highest payroll in the league, Milwaukee one of the smallest. On TV, the game will be on TBS and HBO Max. We'll have pregame on WRJN starting at 6:30. It's a seven-game series with Game 2 in Milwaukee tomorrow. A possible Game 5 would be back in Milwaukee Saturday. And Racine's two sports star Lamont Hamilton is committed to Minnesota. The 6-foot, 170-pound athlete shared his intention to play for the Gophers next football season. He helped lead St. Cats to a title last year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, the best of seven. Manager Pat Murphy asked about how the Dodgers have yet to beat the Brewers this year.
Your team handled the Dodgers 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, we're not overconfident, that's for sure. Dodgers are a powerhouse. What can you say? You don't see many commercials anywhere across the world and you don't have Dodgers in it because they have the star power. They're great players.
Game 1 tonight in Milwaukee. NBA, the Bucks and Bulls got physical last night in Chicago. Bulls guard Emmanuel Miller left due to a chipped tooth. Another Bulls player with a cut above the eye, Dalian Terry, ejected after a fight with the Bucks' Taurean Prince. Milwaukee won the preseason contest, 127-121. NFL, Packers with a 27-18 victory over the Bengals, thanks to some key receptions from rookie Matthew Golden.
Man, he adds another explosive playmaker. I think he made some big-time plays today.
That's quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, more clouds and a low dropping to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some sunshine returning, a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-60s. Rain chances are back for tomorrow night and on into early Wednesday, a high right around 60. Currently at 62 degrees.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1961.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. So let's spin the dial back to 1961, when cars had fins, hair had height, and the only cloud people talked about was the one that rained on their church picnic. In the headlines in 1961, John F. Kennedy was a new young president, young, cool, and promising to put a man back on the moon, though most Wisconsinites were still trying to put snow tires on the Buick. Gas was a quarter a gallon, milk was delivered to your doorstep, and you could leave your front door unlocked, though you might have to explain to the neighbor why your TV antenna was taller than your house. Ladies wore gloves to the grocery store, and men wore hats everywhere. And on the radio in 1961, we were listening to Dion and Run Around Sue.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with
but what I'm telling you, I keep away from a run around sewer, yeah. My miss lips and a smile on her face, the touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't want to cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Whoa. Out with other guys, here's the moral and the story from the guy who knows. I fell in love and my love still grows. Ask any fool that she ever knew to say, I keep away from her, run around to a pay that hour. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do.
From 1961, it's Dion and Run Around Sue on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1961. Now, 2 years after that song was released, Dion actually married a woman named Sue. In a 2009 interview with Blueswax, Dion revealed that his wife often told people that the song is about her, even though she knew it wasn't. Well, in 1961, John F. Kennedy announced a new program, the Peace Corps.
Peace Corps is really the idea of the American people. When I talked last fall about the idea of young American men and women going abroad to serve shoulder to shoulder with the citizens of newly emerging countries, a tremendous response went up from the schools and colleges of the United States. In the last few months, more applications for the Peace Corps have come to us than have come for positions in all the rest of the United States government put together. What is remarkable is that there is no salary for the members of the Peace Corps. They will go abroad and live on the same standard as people of other countries, but they will work with them 2 or 3 years, devoting part of their lives to peace and to strengthening the ties that bind men together all over the globe.
On the radio in 1961, we were listening to Ricky Nelson and Travelin' Man on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1961.
I'm a traveling man and I made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fraulein to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, I'm a traveling man.
1961, it's Ricky Nelson and Travelin' Man on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1961. Now, Rick Nelson was born Eric Hilliard Nelson in 1940. Of course, he died in that small plane crash in Texas in 1985 while flying to a New Year's Eve concert. Now, mechanical problems and a cabin fire were suspected to be the cause of the crash. Speculation that the fire was caused by someone on board freebasing cocaine were never proven. Although aerosol cans were found at the crash site, the Nelson family said that the cans were part of the makeup box that he carried with him. No drugs involved. The matter was never completely resolved. Well, in 1961, the world was introduced to Pampers.
Here's proof that even without the waterproof back sheet, Pampers are better than diapers. Watch water go right through cloth diapers, not through Pampers. Result, your baby stays comfortably dry. Pampers, Procter & Gamble's discovery that makes diapers old-fashioned.
And on the radio in 1961, we were listening to the Marcells in Blue Moon. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1961.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love on my heart.
From 1961, it's the Marcells and Blue Moon on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1961. Now, that song was written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. They began writing it for the 1933 movie Hollywood Party, but it got cut from the film. Now, Richard Rodgers hated the Marcells doo-wop arrangement of that song so much that he took out advertisements in the music papers urging people not to buy the record. What were we watching on TV in 1961?
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed premiered in 1961, and that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1961. It's all been brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Vibrations a happening with her.
Gotta keep those love
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You may have known that I was off for the last couple of weeks, and I want to thank again Cindy Huber and Chris Morrow, who filled in for me while I was gone. I'm not going to bore everybody with the details of our time off. It was a terrific vacation. But I do have one story I want to share with you, and I'm going to talk with my friend Robin coming up here in just a little bit and share that story with you. That's coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour. But now it's Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose and Treat Her Like a Lady on WRJN.
Oh, my friend, that touched me. Something they didn't understand. I get all the women in the palm of my hand. And I told them, treat her like a lady.
Got to treat her like,
treat her best you can do.
Got to treat her like,
you gotta treat her like a lady. She'll give in to you, Lord. Look and see. You know what I mean. I know you've heard
it. Treat her like,
got the woman.
Got to treat her like,
soon take advantage
like,
of you.
Got to treat her like,
let me tell you.
Treat her like,
my friend.
Got to treat her like,
I just ain't
treat her like,
it do to.
Got to treat her like,
you oughta
treat her like
a lady.
Got to treat her like,
treat her the best you can do.
Got to treat her like,
you gotta treat her like a lady. She'll give in. I mean,
oh, you got to love her,
tease her, but most of all, you got to be the, you got to
hold her,
and want her, and make her feel you'll always need her. You know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her, so make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. My friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna
treat her like
a lady. So
actually,
I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She'll give in to me, Lord, you can see. You know what I mean.
Oh, you gotta
treat her like a lady.
Got to treat her like,
treat her like,
best you can do.
Got to treat her like.
WRJN.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two new dogs might be coming to help fight crime in Racine. The city's Finance and Personnel Committee tonight will consider a proposal to purchase two new police dogs, Draco and Jenny. Both are 15-month-old Belgian Malinois. The dogs would cost $10,000 each, with funds coming from the police department's canine donation account. That meeting starts at 5:30 tonight. The agenda also includes talk about health and dental insurance renewals, grant funding for various public health programs, and applications for several state and federal grants. Racine County has reported a case of bird flu in backyard chickens, prompting action by state officials. The infected birds were euthanized to protect surrounding flocks. The State Department of Agriculture recommends strict cleaning measures for poultry keepers, like hand washing, cleaning equipment, and separating new birds. Wisconsin law does require all livestock owners to register their animals, which helps during disease outbreaks. You may want to spend the week gathering those tough-to-get-rid-of things. If you've got old hazardous waste piling up, Racine is offering a safe way to get rid of it soon. The Racine Wastewater Utility is hosting a household hazardous waste collection event Saturday from 8 to 1. It's happening at the 21st Street facility. It's only for people living in Racine, Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, Elmwood Park, North Bay, Sturtevant, and Wind Point. Officials are asking folks to keep everything in their trunk or truck bed and to not get out of their vehicle. You can see a list of acceptable stuff on the city's website. Big money versus small market. That's one of the stories tonight when the Los Angeles Dodgers face your Milwaukee Brewers in Game 1 of the NLCS. The Dodgers boast the highest payroll in the league, while Milwaukee is one of the smallest. The Crew did sweep the Dodgers during the regular season. The game starts tonight at 7:08. Pre-game will take over the traditional WRJN airwaves at 6:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, more clouds and a low dropping to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some sunshine returning, a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-60s. Rain chances are back for tomorrow night and on into early Wednesday, a high right around 60. Currently at 62 degrees.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Bye.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, look who's here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here. It's been a long time.
It has been. Where have you been lately?
I know. Well, yeah, I was gone for about 2 weeks and yeah.
Boy, yeah, such is the life.
I know. And I promise I'm not going to bore you or our listeners with all the details of our vacation, but I do have one story I want to share with you about it.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
So last Thursday, we were, after this terrific long vacation, we were ready to come home. You know how sometimes at the end of a vacation, it's like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to go home.
Exactly.
And we were ready to go home. So we're sitting at LaGuardia Airport and we're going to fly back to Milwaukee. And we're sitting at the gate and the gate agent comes on the PA and says, we're looking for 5 volunteers to take a later flight. They oversold the flight.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
So they were looking for 5 volunteers and they said, we're going to offer you $300 in gift cards.
No way.
If you do that. And my wife and I looked at each other. We said, no, we want to get home. So we didn't take it.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope, we didn't take it.
How late was that other flight? I think I would have jumped at that.
The other flight was going to be, I think, 4 hours later, but it was all delayed anyway.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, we said, no, we're not going to do that. So we didn't think anything more of it. And some more time went by. And then later the gate agent gets on and he says, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking for 5 volunteers. We're going to offer you $400.
Goodness, they upped it.
Yep. And then later it went to $500. And
they couldn't find anybody.
No, they couldn't find anybody to do it. And then finally, it's getting real close to boarding time. Mm-hmm. And he says, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking for 5 volunteers. We're offering $800. So remember, there's 2 of us.
Yes.
So finally, we look at each other and we're like, well, how late's the later flight? It's 4 hours later. We're like, okay, we're going to do it. The 2 of us and 1 other person jumped at it at $800.
So, a piece.
Yeah. So we're going to get, my wife and I each are going to get $800. And we asked, it's not going to be in like flight vouchers, right? We don't have to use this at this airline, right? They're like, no, it can be MasterCard prepaids. It could be Best Buy. It could be TJ Maxx. It could be Amazon. It could be whatever, you know,
Chili's, they had all these
gift cards. Yeah. So
that
anyway,
it's really cool.
So anyway, there are 3 of us that volunteered. They still needed 2 more volunteers. And by this time, they've already boarded the plane and they still need 2 people.
Wow.
So at this point, gate agent has to go on the plane. And I would have loved to. We couldn't go on the plane. And I would have loved to have seen these negotiations because he was in there for a while. And then finally, 2 people come off and we said, well, how much did you get? They said $1,500 a piece.
You should have gotten on the plane for a little while, stayed by like the last ones to board.
Wait a minute. Then the gate agent says, we have to offer you what we offered them.
No way.
So he started, remember, he started at $300.
Yes.
It went up to $1,500 a piece. So my wife and I got paid cumulatively $3,000.
Oh my gosh. Only certain people like you get that lucky.
I know.
You are running with the money.
So this was at like, I don't know, 4:30 in the afternoon. The next flight was supposed to be at 7:30. We didn't get out of there until after 10.
We had
to stay in the, we were in the airport all day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not such a bad thing because they have restaurants, they have things
and
you can
LaGuardia used to be a dump, but now it's beautiful. They've, you know, we had nice, comfortable lounge chairs. I mean, it was fine.
Good for you. See, that I think that's an awesome deal. I mean, why would they oversell? First of all, why did they oversell these? Because most people show up.
Right.
But for you to be able to make bank on not being able to get on that flight. And you know what? It's a day in the airport. I mean, you guys weren't needing to be home for anything specific.
Right. Nope.
I would have done the same thing. I think Jeff and I would have gone, hey, yeah, let's do this.
$3,000.
Well, I think that's really nice, but let's wait to see when the information comes.
I've already spent some of it.
No way. You already
They sent an email right away and you could click on the link and get your prepaid MasterCard. And I put it in my Apple Pay and we bought dinner at the airport. I mean, we spent some of it right away.
You spent $3,000 on dinner. No, I'm joking. No. Yeah. Well,
but we figured it out. From the amount of time, from the time we got to the airport to the time we took off, we spent, I can't remember how many hours it was, but I figured it out. Per hour, we each made $166 an hour.
Such a job.
So I have to tell the radio station I have a new hourly rate, hourly wage.
I dare you. Go for it.
All right. There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang.
Suspicious mind. So with a friend I know.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We continue to grow. In fact, our local news team continues to grow. We want to welcome Connie Fellman to the fray. She's going to be doing afternoons with me, doing the news for us. Stuart J. Waddles will still start your day with the local news you depend on. And now Connie Fellman will be joining me in the afternoon to bring her experience to the afternoon team with local news with the Timeless Hits here on WRJN.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BPE Productions.
satisfaction.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and in a little while, it's Milwaukee Brewers Championship Baseball. That's right, the National League Championship Series gets underway tonight. It's going to be the Brewers and the Dodgers. Pre-game just after 6:30, first pitch just after 7 here on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should leave or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by, and all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye. Say goodbye.